son of a bitch. I didn't see that hole.
So I was asked in an email or two what life on the road is actually like. People seem to believe that it's very glamorous and it's, you know, freedom, etc. It's not the worst thing, but it's also not the best thing. So I'm going to show you what it looks like from my perspective on the road, warts and all. This is going to be some pretty good footage. It's going to be some pretty epic scenery, so you're going to want to see this. So here we go.
By this giant snapping turtle, and figured he was dead because there's no water around here. Not that I can see. So I turned around and came back, and he's not dead. He's just having a bad day, man. I'm gonna try to relocate him. The shell's cracked. Got him in a little Kafaru bag. Let's go relocate this dude. Put him in some water. All right, so I found some water. It's a river runoff. And we're gonna let this old boy go. Give him a shot at living. When I was putting him in the bag, I noticed that his shell was cracked. So something hit him. Let's see what he thinks when he sees water again. These guys are like dinosaurs. And he wants to bite. Just go back in the water, brother. See? Did you ruin my bag? Go ahead, man. There you go. See, his shell's cracked right there. Come on, brother. This is probably the 20th snapping turtle I've dealt with in my life. Here, nobody will see you over here. Come on, man.
A few moments later.
He's trying to get down. I don't understand why he's floating. Come on, brother.
A few minutes later.
Come on, man. I've never seen a turtle floating.
So after spending over 2 hours transporting this guy, trying to get him rehydrated, and trying to get him to actually swim, sad to say, he did not make it, but I tried as hard as I could. I run into a lot of animals, and I run into a lot of people on the road that need help, and I'm always down to do either. But let's jump over to some simpler tasks, things that most people don't even think of. Like, how do I open a cantaloupe that I buy from a farm stand? Well, let me show you.
knife. That's a knife.
I carry a lot of things on the truck, but I try to make sure whatever I carry, I actually use. Now, for years, I've been carrying around a Starlink. I paid the monthly subscription, but I never actually fired the thing up too many times. And recently, I tried to fire it up when I really needed it, and, well, this is how it turned out. So, let's talk about things that suck, shall we? I'm in a very beautiful spot, to be perfectly honest. I'm in Illinois. It's a beautiful area. It's next to a lake. I'm going to camp here for the night. But I figured it was time to break out my Starlink. I've had it for well over a year. And they were actually charging me for a year that I had totally forgotten about. And I figured it was time to break it out. So 2 hours ago, I took it out of the truck. I set it all up. Now remember, I built this truck. I built that laptop. Setting up a Starlink is not rocket science whatsoever at all. But, for whatever reason, after 2 hours, after going through a factory reset, after scanning the sky, after having to sign in to my account over and over and over and over again, I just finally emailed Starlink saying, "Hey, I've got over $2,000 involved in this with the monthly payments that you were taking for a thing I wasn't even using as of yet. Kind of an emergency setup." Sadly, I'm able to email you right now because I'm using my Made in China GlocalMe, my little Wi-Fi hotspot that works pretty much every time. It's not great. Sometimes you get good internet upload because that's what I need, upload speeds to upload videos. But I'll tell you what, it's a lot better than... having this right here not working whatsoever at all. So hopefully Starlink has something good to say, but I really feel bad for the people down in Asheville right now for so many reasons. But one of the main reasons is these aren't bulletproof in any way whatsoever at all. And I'm not saying that as a double entendre. I'm saying that because I'm in a perfect spot. Beautiful blue skies. Plenty of quote-unquote satellites, and this thing just sits here like a bump on a proverbial log. At any rate, let's see what Starlink has to say, if anything. So this is what happens every time I go to Starlink and try to go to customer support. I get internal server error every single solitary time. I put this on Twitter. I've tagged Starlink. I've tagged Elon Musk. So far, no answer. And the best part about this is I donated two brand new in the box Starlinks to a couple of people out in Eastern Tennessee, on the other side of the border from Asheville. So I hope those work, but I have no way of knowing. So at the beginning of this video, I showed you where I was simply walking and I fell into a hole face first. Well, let's see how well I make out on a mountain bike, because we all know how much I love mountain biking, correct?
That could be dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Big rock right there. Okay. It's that easy. Me in ditches. I don't know why that just happened. What's up, really small possum? You can't see me, can you? You're tiny. You want to come with me? Are there more of you? What's up, little guy? I know you got really big teeth and very strong jaws. And snake venom doesn't harm you. What's up, buddy? Come on, bud. You gotta move, man. Go ahead. Go whichever way you're going. I'm not gonna hurt you. I know there's more than one of you. Here. Hey. Hey. Well, you're scared stiff, huh? There you go. You are the cutest thing, dude. I'm not gonna hurt you. Just be quick when you cross the trail, all right? I'll tell you that.
When you're out in the woods a great majority of the time, you run into a lot of animals, and that little possum was the cutest thing I ever saw. I've got a soft spot for animals, and kind of a soft spot for people, but animals mostly. But here's a view from what it looks like from the top of the truck when you wake up in a rainstorm. So it's 43 degrees outside. I've got this Goal Zero 500 fully charged, and I'm running an electric blanket. So let's see how long this thing holds up. So over the years, I've seen some really crazy things, especially being out in the middle of nowhere with no light pollution or anything. But this is one of the oddest things. This happened at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can't explain what it was One of the game cameras picked it up, but it was some sort of a flashing light off in the distance. But speaking of strange things, this happened to me the other day, and this has never happened before. So I started out this road trip going straight out to the West Coast. I had to meet up with a film crew, do a couple of obligations, and I did them. And heading back, after I heard about Asheville, I stopped to see some of my subscribers. And while I was at their property, I happened to reach for my cell phone. And when I did, when I picked up my phone was alerting that I had an AirTag on my vehicle. And it was showing that I was literally being tracked. I have never seen this before. I know what an AirTag is, and I went about trying to detect where it was on the truck. My truck is built very specifically, and it has a lot of skid plates and armor and everything else on it, making finding this AirTag almost impossible. But fortunately, you can just shut it down, which I did, and it's only got a certain range, and I outran the range. But the thing is this thing was tracking me for 3 days. That freaked me out, and it was put on my truck at 10:38 p.m., meaning I was pulled over at a rest stop with about, I don't know, a dozen 18-wheelers idling right in front of me. So my truck, they can see me. I'm in clear view. I'm right under a light. You can't miss me. And somebody put a tag on my truck at some point, and I found that very strange. So fortunately, I have an iPhone. That's the only time I'll ever say that. Fortunately, I have an iPhone because it detected that somebody put a tracking apparatus on my vehicle. So what I did is I took it to a buddy of mine who specializes in this stuff, and we swept the truck completely, and he did indeed find the tracker, and it has now been destroyed. I wanted to know where the tracker came from, and apparently there's no way to do that. So that's awesome, at any rate. I just wanted to put something out that wasn't quite as depressing as everything else that I've been putting out. But again, everything else that I've been putting out is absolutely true, verifiable, and researchable on your own. The mainstream media is not going to tell you this because this is something that's been in the works for 14, 15 years that I can recall or document. So live every day like it's your last. One of these days, you'll be right. If you enjoyed this video, hit that like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I am out.